God की जय।
हरे कृष्णा। व्हाट हिज होलीनेस जयपतक महाराज वाज सेइंग वाज दैट Hare Krishna, yeah. He was saying, when during this temple will be opened in 2022, and this temple is the temple of the Vedic planetarium. Now, if you open the temple without the planetarium, the temple of the Vedic planetarium doesn't mean anything. So he wanted to open, or he wanted to see at least two floors of the planetarium opened along with the temple in 2022. And our chairman Ambarish Prabhu said, yes, definitely we will do it. 2022, the temple and two floors. One is the base level, and the other one is the planetarium theater. The floor for the Harishwari Prabhu, what is that? There are four floors. So the first floor will be opened, and as well as the theater, the dome theater will be opened in 2022. That is what he was trying to tell. And on this day, we make that commitment that when this temple is opened, it will be opened with the two floors of the museum in 2022. Our next speaker, in 2010, we started the fundraising campaign. In that campaign, it was very, very new. So we went to Mumbai, and Maharaj organized a huge program in Mumbai. And Ambarish Prabhu met with Srinaji Prabhu, whose family is here. And Srinaji Prabhu, after Ambarish Prabhu, was the biggest donor of this project. And he was inspired by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Initially, in the beginning, when that money was to be used in the Chaupati temple, he said, no, let's give that money to the Mayapur temple. Not only that, he inspired Srinaji Prabhu's son, Keshav Prabhu, who is here. He also followed his father and gave another $1 million so that this temple can be completed and opened in 2022. Not only that, all the other family members, they chipped in. So from their family, it's a huge contribution. After Ambarish Prabhu, it's a huge contribution to see this temple opened in 2022. So now we call upon His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj to speak a few words, how important this temple is and how everybody should come forward and contribute and keep their pledges so that we can open it on time. Thank you, Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Name Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bastatate Shatarane Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Srila Prabhupada would often quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam that if you offer water to the root of a tree, then every part of the tree will be nourished. And Krishna is the root of all spiritual and material worlds. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mat sarvam pravartate iti mat papajante mam buddha bhavasamanvita. Our great acharyas, Sripad Ramanujacharya, Sripad Madhvacharya, Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan Goswamis, they all taught us how to put Krishna in the center of our communities and our lives through establishing deities and temples. Srila Prabhupada personally established temples all over the world. And the deities in those temples were meant to be the very center, the heart of the particular community. And our joint service to the deities would empower us in every way. Sri Mayapur Dham being our international headquarters. Sri Sri Radha Madhava is the center of our entire ISKCON movement. Jananivas Pankajangari Prabhus, they have been here serving Sri Sri Radha Madhava, you know, from the time there was just a little straw hut. And through all the changes, all the challenges, oftentimes tragedies, catastrophes that took place here in Mayapur, they just went on with their service. And many of us believe that that's part of the reason why Mayapur, throughout whatever may have happened, keeps flourishing more and more. Because they are here watering the root of the tree of our movement. Recently I was in New Dwarka with Swavas Prabhu and Tadit Mataji, and I was shown the incredible Pujari room that they had just completed last year. The nicest Pujari room I've ever seen in my life. And I was just so happy that the Pujari room is Krishna's personal room. To give such attention to that is such a personal offering of recognition to Krishna's mercy upon us in every way. As it has been said by His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj, the kitchen, Srila Prabhupada said, is Srimati Radharani's favorite place. This Pujari room, which is being opened today, includes the kitchen. It's the place where Sri Sri Radha Madhav, Sri Panchatattva, Sri Narasingha Dev, the Astasakis, all of their personal belongings and their very personal services will be present. I heard in 1977, when Srila Prabhupada was in his last weeks in his earthly lila, he was laying in his bed at Krishna Balaram temple. Devotees were having very soft kirtan. It was the middle of the night, around midnight. And Prabhupada whispered to Brahmananda Prabhu, "Bring the pujari." Now in those days, because people were coming from all over the world, he didn't know where the pujari was. And the pujari happened to be just sleeping on a veranda somewhere. He looked everywhere. Everyone sleeping, middle of the night. Finally, he found the pujari. He woke him up and he said, "Prabhupada wants you to come." And the pujari didn't know what was happening. But he just, you know, got up from the floor, was half asleep. He somehow or other ran to where Prabhupada was laying in his bed. And he put his ear right next to Srila Prabhupada's mouth so he could hear. And Prabhupada said, "The pujari is the most fortunate because he is always so close to Krishna." And that's all. He said, "Now you could go." But what a message that is. In 2022, when we're planning the opening of the temple for Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Panchatattva Narasingha Dev, it's not only the 100th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada receiving that sacred seed of instruction from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada to take this mission throughout the world. That seed is the very root of our entire ISKCON movement. But 2022 was also the 50th anniversary of when Janani Vas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu began their puja for Sri Sri Radha Madhava. So let us all together, heart with one heart, let us complete this temple for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. Thank you very much.